My name is Michelle O'Woo, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust today. The purpose of the research is to build up a picture of contemporary Britain. The date is the 29th of July 2009, and the time is now 6:20 p.m. Can you tell me your name, your age, and where you come from, please?
Yeah, my name's Shabina Muggle. I'm 27, and I'm from Leicestershire.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me?
I am wearing I'm wearing black leggings, black boots, black top, a black little tutu, a black feather boa, and a crown, and a pearl necklace thing. And I'm dressed up as the plinthess. So that's my role for today, plinthess for an hour.
And what will the plinthess be doing during your hour?
The plinthess will be playing a selection of music that I like, just having fun, having a glass of wine. And what I'm going to be doing is I've got some roses with me, and I'm hoping to throw them out to members of the crowd that are watching that just need a little bit of cheering up for today. And that's really what I'm trying to do today, is just spread a bit of fun and cheer. So,
why did you decide to do that? Any particular reason?
I don't know. I just wanted to do something that was lighthearted and something that would make people smile and something that was just a little bit fun. So yeah. So I chose to do that.
How did you hear about the project?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think I read about it on the internet somehow. And I thought, I applied for it while I didn't have a job. I was unemployed at the time. And I thought, well, if I'm still unemployed while I go up on there, I can always advertise for a job or something. But I got a job in the end. But I thought, well, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. I can't really miss out on it. So, yeah, I can't turn something like this down, absolutely.
What was it about it that made it feel like such an opportunity?
It's the fact that such a small portion of people out of the whole world can say, for 1 hour, you know, of my life, I stood in the middle of Trafalgar Square on the fourth plinth. How many people are going to say that? Not many. And it's just a really nice thing to do. And I'm dedicating it to my dad. He passed away just over 3 years ago. I try and live my life as he did. He was a very colourful man, and he had a lot of life experience, and he was very courageous and very lion-hearted, and I try and live like him, so I'm dedicating it to him today.
Have you brought anybody along with you?
I brought a friend with me, so I've moral support, yeah. So that's good, yeah.
You mentioned just now that you've been unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a job since then.
Yeah.
What do you do now?
I'm an optical assistant at Specsavers.
Whereabouts?
In Hinckley, in Leicestershire, yeah. So I've been doing that for like a couple of months now, so yeah, it's good.
Tell me a little bit more about the place where you come from.
I come from a little quiet town called Hinckley in Leicestershire. Not a lot happens there. It's fairly mundane market town, you know, very routine, and not many events go on there. So when people found out that I was doing something like this, they were a bit surprised and a bit shocked, and they're obviously very interested in it as well, because you don't meet many people that do things like that. So, and it's a completely random thing to do, which is why I wanted to do it, is I think variety is a spice of life, as they say. So yeah.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm doing it for me, because I'm quite an introverted person by nature, although you wouldn't believe it by today, but I am, and so it takes a lot of courage for me to get up there and do that. So it's like a personal challenge in a way. But I'm also doing it, as I said, for my dad. I'm dedicating it to him, and yeah. So it's a bit of both, really. Yeah.
Do the rest of your family know that you're taking part?
They do, yeah. My mum should be watching on the internet when I go up there. And I've got lots of other people that will be watching on the internet as well, sisters and friends and things like that. So, yeah, I'll be saying hi to them. Hi, Mum. All of that.
Where do your parents live? Your mother?
She lives in Hinckley with me, yeah. So, yeah.
You mentioned that you are quite an introverted person. How else would you describe yourself?
A bit crazy sometimes. I just like to try new things, which is why I'm doing this. And I like to try and achieve a life that is a little bit less ordinary. So yeah, that's my aim in life, just to do random things and just have fun in life. I think that's really important. Life is short and can be often very routine. So to do something like this is a nice change, really. Yeah.
What other random things have you done?
I can't think off the top of my head. Not sure, really.
But you like to do things that are out
of
the ordinary.
Yeah, I do. I've done lots of different things. It's just I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Were you aware, of Anthony Gormley's work?
I was, yeah. And obviously, pretty much everyone knows about The Angel of the North. But I've seen, on the TV, I've seen other works of his. And I really admire what he does. And I think what he does is, it's really simple when you look at it, but there's 1,000 meanings behind what he does. And each meaning is the interpretation of whoever's looking at it. And I really like that. So, and I think this project is really an extension of that. So we can, participants take their own meaning from, make their own meaning of this, and the audience make their own meaning of this. And I like the open-endedness of it. So, yeah.
How do you feel about being part of this small community of people?
I feel really privileged. I feel like, I know some people think, it's not a big deal, it's just a bunch of people standing on a pillar, what's the fuss about, and oh, it's not art and this, that and the other. But I think, well, art is very subjective and I understand the meaning behind it, and that's good enough for me. And I feel like I'm a little bit of a piece of history. I feel like I'm a piece of him taking part in this, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Have you ever had any performing experience?
Yeah, I've been singing since I was about the age of 5. I've done performing arts A-levels and dramas, and I've been in lots of school productions. And a few years ago I was on a vocal artist course with the rock school, and yeah, I've done lots of things like that. So
tell me more about that.
About the rock school. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago, I think. Yeah, something like that. I was a manager in the civil service for 2.5 years after I'd finished my education, and I wasn't really going anywhere with it. There was no kind of progression to it or anything like that, and I was really craving something creative, because I think by nature I'm a very creative person, and if I don't do something in that vein, I feel like a piece of me is missing. So I kind of jacked the whole job in, and which people thought I was absolutely mad, but that's another mad thing I do. I just jacked it in, and I went on a full-time course with the rock school and did a vocal artist course, and that was for a year. And I really enjoyed that, yeah. And learn lots of things, like collaborating with music production students and writing music, and learning about vocal technique and piano and things like that. So yeah, it's really good. I really enjoyed my time there.
Are you still singing? So there's a lot of background noise at the moment. There's lots of banging and sweeping going on in the room next door. I'm sorry.
I'm not singing at the moment, but it's one of my like lifetime ambitions. I really want to work as a session singer eventually. So yeah, hopefully something will happen, but you know, I don't want like fame or anything like that. It's not what I crave. I just love to be able to sing and being working as a session singer would be a dream come true, so that's really what I want to do.
You're taking some music up with you.
I am, yeah.
What have you chosen to take up?
Oh, it's a whole mixed bag of things. I've got, let me think. We've got Beyonce, we've got James Brown, we've got the Kinks. What else have we got? We've got a bit of Michael Jackson, of course. You know, I was a huge fan of Michael Jackson. Coldplay, Kooks, all sorts, Aretha Franklin, it's all in there. So yeah, just tracks that I really love, just blast them out loud and share them with people, and if they like them, they like them, and if they don't, then fair enough. But it's just to help me enjoy my time on there, really. So.
Are you going to be singing while you're up there?
No, I don't think so. I'll probably like hum a little bit and sing the odd word just because I do that out of habit, but I won't be blasting any ballads out. So.
What kind of music do you like to sing?
I like kind of pop and a little bit of jazz and things like that, yeah. So, different, mm-hmm. Lots of different things. So.
You mentioned that you've been writing as well.
Yeah, I really enjoy like taking music tracks that people have done and then writing lyrics for them. I don't want to sound big-headed, but I feel comfortable doing that, and it comes quite easily to me, and I really enjoy doing that. I did a lot of that while I was on the rock school course, and I really enjoyed that, so yeah. And it's just another way for me to be creative and to express myself, so yeah.
What do you think the impact of you being on the plinth will be?
Me personally, to be honest with you, not a lot. It's only an hour of someone's life, and I don't expect to like receive recognition for it or anything like that. The project as a whole is what is important to me, and it's the statement that the project makes. And really, the project is about people at the end of the day, and it's about Britain. And it doesn't matter what people do up there, or why they're there, or who they're there for. It's because it's everyone's different, and that's about the project. It's about people being different. So the project will have a huge impact, I think. Maybe in years to come, people will see the benefit of the project. I think there's a lot of skeptics right now, but I suppose you'll get that in the future as well. But I do think the project will have a big impact. Not me personally. Yeah.
Will it have any impact on you as an individual afterwards?
I'll always remember it. If I ever come past Trafalgar Square again, I'll always look up at the plinth and think, yeah, I was on there. And it will always bring a smile to my face. I think it's one of those moments in life you can't really forget. So, yeah, and it just adds some, you know, a little bit of spice to your life. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
Had you spent much time in London before?
Yeah, I've got relatives in London, so I kind of pop back and forth and visit them and things, so yeah, familiar. But I haven't been to Trafalgar Square for years and years, so coming here today, it was a bit of a shock because I hadn't seen it for so long. So it was really nice to come back, and at the moment the weather's really nice, so there's a big crowd outside and the sun's out, and it's a nice atmosphere out there today, so hopefully it'll stay that way.
What else is important in your life at the moment?
I think a lot of people want to chase material things, money and cars and things like that. That doesn't really interest me. I just think if the only goal you have in life is just to be happy and just to feel fulfilled in your life, then that's the main thing, and that's what I try and achieve every day. And that's not to say that I've achieved everything that I want to achieve, because I haven't. There's lots of things that I want to do, but I think if you always remember that happiness is the goal at the end of the day, then I don't think you can go far wrong with that. Yeah.
Have you Have you continued to write songs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I sometimes I'll get a little lyric in my head and think, God, I've got to write that down before I forget it. So yeah, I still put things together and stuff. Yeah, it's always there, in one form or another. Yeah.
What kind of things do you write about?
It depends on the mood I'm in, really. If I'm really down, then obviously the lyrics still have a negative connotation. And, you know, if I'm feeling a bit more upbeat, then the same goes, you know, it'd be a bit more of an upbeat connotation. I think I started writing a lot after my dad died, just as a therapy for me, really. There was a lot of things that you'd go through that you think, oh, I didn't think I'd go through that, or I didn't think I'd feel like that. And, you know, silly things will remind you of someone, and I just wanted to write them down. I thought, you know, actually, that would be quite good lyrics. So, yeah, I started a lot of it then. I've been doing it for a while before that, but, yeah, a few years ago, that was where most of the inspiration was coming from. But you never know, I might write a song about one another. It could be your theme tune. We'll see.
You mentioned your father again. Mm. You said earlier on that he's a very colourful character.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me a little bit about him, about where he came from? You know, was he born here?
My dad was born in Uganda, and he grew up there basically. He was pretty much he was a big businessman down there. He had lots of farms, lots of businesses. And yeah, he was very wealthy down there. And obviously in the 60s, Idi Amin threw out pretty much all of the Asian population from Uganda. And during that time, my dad was actually friends with Idi Amin. They were like acquaintances, if you want to call it that. And one of my uncles, who was my dad's brother, he was the mayor of Uganda. And he basically didn't want them to leave the country alive, so my dad had to kind of smuggle them out of the country any means he could, and he ended up in Britain. And he lived in London for quite a few years, especially while he was studying. He lived in Chelsea and stuff while he was studying to be an engineer. And he's just had he's had so many life experiences, and so much happened in his life. And I used to sit and talk for hours with him, and he'd tell me all his stories. And I can honestly say, hand on my heart, he's probably the most interesting person that I have ever had the privilege of knowing. And he was very a notorious character. His kind of reputation would precede him. He was very well known among his peers and things like that. And he was a very strong, brave person. He was a fighter through and through, even right up until he died. I always said he had a lion's heart, and that's, you know, that's why I wanted to dedicate it to him, because I think he'd love the fact that I'm standing up there today. He'd really enjoy that. So yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. Just thank you for the opportunity, really. It's amazing that I've been chosen. I know it was completely at random, but just thank you for having me on the plinth. Yeah.
Thank you very much.